When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst.
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos, and you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted, not just checked. They are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I'm not kidding. I was amazed when I bought my car there recently, back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes. No joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com. Happy Monday. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1. We're streaming at MyTalk107.1.com. And of course, get our app. Tap that app. Take us anywhere. I'm Alexis Thompson. Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning. And good morning to Kenny.
Good morning.
Morning. Jason is under the weather.
Yeah.
Not feeling so great today. So just sending good vibes out there. Hope he feels much, much better. And I just went for a little sprint. Don, it's exhilarating. I need to do this more often. Kenny, I forgot my coffee in the car and realized 3 minutes before Don did a dirt alert.
Oh.
And she's like, you can do it. Just go.
You can do it. I'm like, I can make the dirt alert a little longer.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll have to say things twice because I say them wrong. So you got plenty of time.
Hey, that's going to be the kind of day today.
Yep.
I worry about your dedication to coffee sometimes, Lex.
Oh.
I consistently hear you say, this is my first sip of the morning, and I think, what is wrong with that girl?
Why hasn't she had two or three cups like you?
Yes.
I know. I was so excited to get in today, catch up with Dawn quickly, and then, of course, usually if I forget it, I'll walk through the door and go, oh, I forgot, and then immediately turn around, but today was not one of those days. I'm feeling exhilarated and a little barfy.
Barfy?
Yeah. Oh, your girl hasn't run like that in a long time.
Oh, because of the run. Yeah.
Yes, because, you know, we had to sprint down there and the stairs and the whole thing. So.
You had a whole 2 minute or at least a minute and a half, which is an eternity to us, right,
it
guys?
Is. Yes, yep. Every tick there. Yeah. So let's hope this coffee was worth it.
Yes, of course.
Do you have...
This is, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
What'd you say, Kenny?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
I have a list of days.
Sure.
How Jason highlights...
Oh, yeah, you go for it, Kenny.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, what are we celebrating today?
The first one, Customer is Wrong Day.
Yes! From what I saw on Black Friday, I agree.
Oh, I bet.
It's also Cyber Monday, Electronic Greeting Card Day, International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian People, National Chocolates Day. Oh,
ooh.
National Lemon Cream Pie Day, National Square Dance Day.
Oh,
it's the start of Hanukkah today.
It is.
Oh, and it's also, Mom, are you listening? Mom, throw out your leftovers day.
Oh, yeah, you got it. It's over, guys.
I still have some in the fridge.
Every time one of my mom's kids come over, we go right to the fridge and start throwing crap away. Because Mom,
it's still
it's
good.
Like she lived through the Depression or something. Come on, Mom,
right.
Throw
That's
this
true.
Away.
Yeah, that I threw mine true. Out last night. I'm like, this is the last meal.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta give it
I
up.
Still have some. Yeah, today it's happening. It's happening.
We just bought ours at the store, so it wasn't like, oh, I slaved over this. It's Kowalski's.
Yeah, you just so, like, eh, yeah. It's done. But you spent good money on it, so.
That's true.
Oh, man, we'll get into that. How's your tea this morning, Dawn?
Oh, it's pretty good. In honor of National Square Dancing Day, I just had a little memory of me having to square dance in a play. Where I was stepping in as a guest starring guest role in a play in Branson that's been going on for like 60 years. And so they all do this every night. So I kind of learned, but I mostly wanted to learn my lines. When I got out there, they were flipping me around. Like, I mean, they went like extra fast and they were like all laughing. But yeah.
Oh, I bet you looked great, though.
You know, you just go with the flow. Yep. It's kind of fun. They just kind of. You know, you just do-si-do right on off the stage sometimes.
Oh, what a cute memory.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Kenny, how's your beverage?
My coffee is great, as always. It's perfect.
It's perfect. How many sips have you had?
This is my second cup.
Oh, right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yes. Oh, and this was so worth it. French roast. Hitting the spot, I ran back in and Lance down at one of the guards here says, oh, it's a mixed up Monday today. I feel it. And I'm like, yeah, I think so. But I've got my life juice. So
yes.
I'm doing great.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So how are you guys doing? How was Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we haven't seen Alexis in a long time.
Missed you last week. How old are you now?
I missed you guys.
30?
I'm
35?
I'm 29.
Always.
That a girl.
No, I'm 41. 41.
That must feel pretty awful.
Kenny.
It can. I'm feeling it, especially with a toddler. Woo!
You probably feel like 48.
At least. Yeah. Yes. But it was a great birthday. Just I like having them on a Sunday. It's just nice and easy breezy.
Ooh.
Just hung out all day and just did some catching up, but it was just very nice. It was exactly what I needed and it was perfect. So
oh, good.
And Dawn, thank you. You got DIY crafty.
I did.
Kenny, let me get it out.
What Dawn, do you got?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me get the bag here.
It's a rice pillow.
Yeah. You know those rice pillows that Dawn loves so much and sleeps with?
Yeah.
I put that over my head, Kenny.
Now, can you freeze and microwave that?
Yes, you can.
Because I have the store-bought version of that, and when things get really tough, I throw it in the microwave for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
That's what she said to do.
Oh, it really, really helped.
I would do 2 minutes because it's rice in there.
Oh, okay.
Kenny,
it smells a little cooked.
Yeah.
Is there wild rice in there?
You end up, it's white
that
rice.
That takes longer to cook.
No, it's white rice, and it does end up being like, you know, I mean, you cook it. multiple times in the microwave.
Yeah,
it has ends that up being a little powdery,
rice dusty smell, yeah, which I love.
Okay, good.
Yes,
good, good, good.
So, thank you so much. How was last week? How was anything interesting, fun happen either on the show or
I have no
in
memory
life?
Of last week.
Yeah,
whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't know. We only had 3 days though, Alexis. So
that's true.
You know, we were excited about that.
Yeah, you know how life it was a good time off when you're just discombobulated for the days.
Yeah.
On Friday, we're like, is SNL new? And we just went to go look for it. And I'm like, wait a second. No, it's Friday.
Yeah.
Which is great, because then it's like, oh, there's another day.
Oh,
I thought
boy.
It was Saturday. This is great.
Yeah, waiting for shows. We had a couple of finales we'll be talking about coming up later in the show.
Oh, my gosh. We have so much TV to talk about today. We've got the Great British Bake Off, Drag Race. You know, I stopped after the Snatch game, so you're going to have to tell me about that.
Oh, you did.
I did. Well, you know, my two girls went.
Oh, that's
just
true.
It's like, oh, even though Kitty was great. My guess is that Kitty, I haven't looked at any news about it. So that's my guess.
Okay.
We watched Dexter. I finished Midnight Mass.
Whoa, Alexis.
Jeez. Yeah, lots of time. Once the baby went to sleep, I was like, Mama's gonna watch some TV.
You stayed up late, I hope.
Oh, I did. Stayed up late. I slept until 6:30.
Oh gosh.
That's a big deal, right? For us at least. So and Zen met Santa on Saturday.
How'd that go?
Okay, not great, not great.
Okay,
but
good.
We got the classic picture of him screaming
good.
Bloody murder.
Yes, yes. Didn't we all experience that the first time with Santa?
I think so.
What the hell is this?
You know what?
Big, weird creeper doing, and why do I have to sit on his lap?
I never got any pictures with Santa.
Oh, really?
They would just take me to see Santa. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I don't really have any of those, but I don't remember a time where I was crying. But maybe they didn't take me until I was like 3
maybe
or
later.
Something.
Yeah. Well, and you also had your sisters who maybe modeled
this
guy's okay.
Yep.
Because you're the baby of the family.
Exactly.
And maybe that was part of it. We were standing in line. Actually, we were in your neck of the woods. We were in Woodbury.
Oh,
our chiropractor, the DMR method, Dr. Pete, had a horse-drawn sleigh. And then Santa there, it was a really good Santa.
Oh my
natural
gosh.
Beard, looking great. I don't know if that's really close to where you live, but because I get to Woodbury and I'm just like, even though I've been there many times, I just am like, okay, well, we found our way. That's great. But we were in line and I was just telling him, hey, look at those kids are smiling. There's Santa.
Yeah.
And he was kind of looking like, okay, yeah, they're over there and I'm over here. Great. This is where I need to be.
You're like, no.
Yeah.
You're not only getting close, you're going to be sitting on his lap.
Uh-huh. And then we start creeping up on the line and he's looking like,
what's happening?
Nervous.
Yeah. Uh-oh. And then he starts kicking, wants to run around and everything. And I brought some Halloween candy. So Mama did some bribing. I took out the Skittles.
Yes.
And I gave him a whole little fun size. And he was all happy, like, woo, this is great. We get and take the family picture with Santa, and he was fine because he was on Dad's lap, right?
Right.
Then the second we start pushing him over to Santa just to see what would happen.
Oh
no. Kicking. I think he kicked Angel in the face.
Oh my God.
He definitely kicked him in the arm a few times.
Oh, so just right from the get-go, you didn't even get him on the lap before.
No, he's mid-air, like hovering on Santa's left knee. And he just, I'm like, okay, forget it. I tried to take the Skittles away at one point, too, and everyone in line was like, no!
Oh, God. You're not
whispering
getting this.
In the line, covering their mouth, going, new mom.
Yeah.
New mom.
Yeah. Oh,
just
my God.
Let him have the Skittles. Next
first time. First time with Santa, new mom.
Oh, next time, God. Don't give him the wrapper. That's what a mom said afterwards. She's like, just give him a few to hold in his hand. No one will know. And I'm like, oh! So there's the picture with Santa with the big old Skittles bag in there.
You should have dosed him up with cough syrup. That would have calmed him
down. Next time.
Yeah. Say, next time. You learn things the first time, for
true.
Sure.
True.
Do any pictures exist of you as a very young girl sitting on Santa's lap? The reason I ask...
Oh, yes?
Is because last week, I don't know if it was you or somebody, posted a picture of you as a young, young little girl. You had to be under 5. And you're just the cutest
little thing I have
ever seen.
Did it look like I was off on the prairie with bloomers and stuff? Yeah, that's me.
Yes.
That's me.
Yes.
With Santa, though, I'm not sure. I need to ask my mom, because we did visit Santa every year, but I don't have them actual my own copy of the picture. I need
we
to
shouldn't say anything
take a picture of the picture.
If Hannah hears this, she's going to make us all take pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Santa pictures?
Yeah. Okay, we got to go.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll talk.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world, and the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms, and you can also find it on uappodcast.com.
Talk about our Thanksgiving feast.
Yes.
And then I need to tell you guys about a Cheetos competition that if we don't enter, I think we should try.
Okay,
that's next here on My Talk 107.1.
Hey, Lex, are you smile ready?
I think.
Dawn, are you smile ready?
Just give me 3 minutes and then yes.
Well, good, because it's time to be smile ready for all those fall events like weddings, reunions.
Halloween?
I mean, you wear a mask, but sure. Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can help you be smile ready with a great offer happening right now. Now, through the end of the year, Dr. Amy is offering $1,000 savings when you commit to a minimum of 4 porcelain veneers. So many of Dr. Amy's patients take advantage of this offer. You're going to love the way you look with your new smile, and you get to save money while doing it.
And it's so easy to get started. Just go to Hughes-Dental.com and click on the free video consult request.
And when you talk with our friends at Hughes Dental, don't forget to say you heard about them on My Talk.
As I always say, Dr. Amy is the best at what she does. She's the Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Yes, I was reading some reviews and they are spectacular. Like this one. I started with a video consult, which was very informative. Next, I went in for a consult with Dr. Amy and Jackie. They were able to temporarily put a composite over my teeth to show me what they would look like if I got veneers. That process was also very informative and fun to see the results.
Should I read the next one like Yoda?
Maybe in our next commercial, Lex.
Okay. To get started, go to Hughes-Dental.com to learn more about Dr. Amy and her staff. And then when you're ready, click on the free video consult request. Isn't it?
Yeah.
You're dancing here, feeling it? Welcome back. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning. My Talk 107.1, Alexis, Dawn, and Kenny with you this morning. Jason's under the weather. We're hoping that he feels much, much better. We've got lots of food talk, especially with Thanksgiving, our feasts, and how many times do we set off the smoke detector?
Oh,
that's
Alexis.
Usually my question.
Oh.
I was a good girl this year, though, Dawn. It was much better.
Okay, so last year,
normal.
What was the count?
It was at least a trifecta.
Oh.
And it freaks out one of my dogs so badly that I have to let him outside.
Oh,
and
which one?
Ricky. The one where they found him in the hills of Tennessee. I think something with alarms. He has issues. And so, but this time, only one time.
Nice.
So that was pretty good.
For what? What was burning?
Well, let's see. It was the Brussels sprouts this time.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Kenny.
Who's eating Brussels sprouts?
They were really good, Kenny.
What kind of buzzkill food is that for Thanksgiving?
There was some garlic and some soy sauce, some sesame oil. Oh, it's so yum.
Maybe I should play this before we get into it.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Ba-dum-bum-bum. Yeah, lots of sides. That's what I was in charge of, so that was pretty good.
Oh.
But yeah, those Brussels sprouts. I should bring you some, Kenny.
No,
I still
I'm
have some leftovers.
However, the roommate's telling me we owe you another jar of pickles because of the coffee you brought. She really loves it.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And I'm averaging now a jar of pickles about every 2 days.
Okay. Oh.
So you might want to get them early before they're gone.
Okay, deal. Which it's hilarious you bring up pickles because I made up a nice plate. My sister-in-law and brother, they hosted. And so we went through the line, everything, brought all our stuff. And I made this really nice plate up for Zen, like a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Oh, so good.
And he eats everything, doesn't he?
He does eat everything.
He goes, yum.
Until we got to Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Because all he wanted to eat was cheddar cheese and dill pickles.
Okay. What is he, pregnant? Oh, my God. That is a really good, I love that combo.
Yeah.
In each hand, yeah.
Yeah, and he was, he ate like four pickles.
Nice.
Big ones.
Good.
So, yes, we'll take all of the pickles because the homemade canned pickled pickles are the best.
Those are so good, Kenny.
Oh, thank you.
So what does Angel do on Thanksgiving Day? What does he eat?
All the sides.
He just doesn't have the turkey.
Yeah, no turkey. He makes a celebration roast, which is like a tofurkey. It's like a
tempeh.
It's terrible. It does sound like an insult, doesn't
words.
It?
Wow.
Tofurkey.
Oh, yeah. It's like this tempeh or tofu. Oh, it's like protein.
It can't
wrap
be good, though.
With stuffing inside.
Does he like it?
He does like it.
Okay.
I mean, he's been eating that now for, what, 14 years now?
Oh, sure.
So he's kind of used to it. And he seasons it up really, like he puts like the Puerto Rican, like adobo and sazon and was that what that's called? Anyway, a whole bunch of different things on it to like make it taste like sort of good. And then he makes sandwiches and stuff. Well, you know, for me, I don't eat the turkey either. I don't really love turkey. I never have been a big turkey fan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't know. It's just, but did you guys have turkey? How was your meal?
Of course.
Was it a wild
one
turkey?
That you caught? Was it one that you shot?
No.
Okay.
Those are too good to be shared with family.
Yeah.
We eat those at home.
I'm
trying to think of what our garden supplied: the potatoes, the corn, the pickles. What else? And something else, probably some green stuff. Oh, beans. Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. So that garden deal really paid off.
You're living the dream right there. I want to do that.
But it was a store-bought turkey. And
okay.
It was fine. Yeah, just fine.
And did the job.
Lefse. Does your family do lefse?
We normally do. My parents and my brother, they live in California. They had lefse, but we didn't have it this year. We usually make our own, actually.
Okay.
But that was with
Isn't
my
that
grandma.
The fish?
That's what my aunt does, too. No, it's not with fish. It's
potatoes.
It's potatoes rolled really thin, thinner than
like a tortilla.
Yeah, thinner than a tortilla.
Yep.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah,
you slather it with butter, and some people put cranberries on it. I put sugar on it.
Yeah, sugar. Or you could put cod in it. That's what maybe you were thinking with the...
No, there's some other weird fish.
Oh, yeah.
That's rotten.
Oh, God.
Oh, you're thinking lutefisk.
Lutefisk, that's it.
It's not rotten. It's delicious.
Oh,
it's
okay. I'm sorry. Did we defend anyone?
I like it too. You and your Brussels sprouts, okay.
Jason and Dawn, did either of you know that St. Mary's University has a Bachelor in Science degree in Applied Psychology now?
You mean St. Mary's University right here in the Twin Cities?
Yes, I did hear that. And it's fully online too, so it's a great option for busy working adults. There's such a demand for careers in counseling, social services, school psychology, and human resources that a degree in applied psychology can provide the foundational knowledge needed.
The best part is that this is a degree completion program, meaning you can transfer past credits. Also, you can earn college credit using work and life experience. And you can complete this program in as few as 2 years.
So cool. I've heard great things about St. Mary's University. Their faculty and staff really become your allies on your educational journey. They are there and want you to succeed. How can someone learn more?
Just go to smumn.edu or enter my talk keyword St. Mary's.
You guys like to eat Cheetos?
I was so scared of
yeah. Cheetos, right? I mean, I'm sure there's someone out there, but you know that little dust that gets on your fingers? There's a name for that.
Oh.
It's called Cheetle.
Cheetle!
Cheetle. Chetle. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. My Talk 107.1. Alexis, Dawn, and Kenny with you this morning. Jason is under the weather today. I saw this and I thought, okay, now we probably can't go because this is in downtown Miami.
Oh.
And it's on a yacht and it's invite only, you know, details, right? But there is going to be an exhibit that you can check it out later.
Okay.
It's kind of like our seed art that we have at the fair, and we see everyone who makes, like, you know, it's just really beautiful and amazing what they make. They're taking that Cheetle and making art.
Oh, the Cheeto dust?
It's the Cheeto dust art. Yeah. Oh. So I guess there's a guy named Lefty out there. He is a hip hop kind of just street artist. Really okay. cool. He makes really cool things. And so he has made 8 one-of-a-kind art pieces that will be on this yacht that will also be displayed later. And then they're also doing like a contest thing as well.
So you have to get on the yacht to buy the Cheeto Dust art.
Yeah, or maybe afterward. Maybe it's just on display there, but they'll probably get first dibs if they want to buy it.
Now, is he I'm probably no follow-up questions on this guy, but he like a Banksy? Is he like, does he do other artwork that's worth a lot?
He is kind of like a Banksy. I guess he's part of Art Basel, which there was an artist who took a banana and duct taped it to a wall, and that piece of art sold for $120,000.
Oh, no. Okay, so he's
And then another artist came and ate the banana.
Okay.
And then that became its own art.
Oh.
So he's kind of part of that collective.
I be a part of Art Basel? Because I think I could do things.
Yes! Right. What we could just come up with just shredding it I guess Banksy did that, but
oh yeah.
Yeah, he is kind of
prolific.
Prolific, yeah.
Kenny.
You wanna do this, Kenny?
I googled Cheeto dust art and the first thing I found is
what are we gonna make?
Louis C.K. portrait made from greasy Cheetos.
Oh, no.
Where evidently you just throw down a bunch of glue in the design you want and then drop Cheetos on it, right?
Yeah.
See what sticks.
Do they?
Pretty much.
I'm just going to have to look this up
instead
of asking you questions. They
have different shapes and they have different...
Let me ask you something about... because I enjoy art and I enjoy weird, freaky, avant-garde, just crazy art that a lot of my older friends say, that's not art. If I can do it, it's not art. But are artists purposely now... pushing the envelope, trying to piss people off, trying to get that reaction. I mean, taping a banana to a wall, you're turning me into an old crabby old fart yelling on his lawn. That's not art.
Yeah.
And I have this, I fight with the roommate every Monday night. Oh, it's Monday night. I get to fight with the roommate tonight. Antiques Roadshow is on.
Oh, right.
And they always feature paintings. Mm-hmm. And she has no taste whatsoever. She's awful when it comes to art. And I, on the other hand...
You're very refined.
I'm very refined. I'm pretty hip.
Yes.
And I know art when I see it. And most of it is nice, good art.
Yeah.
But
oil paintings that take days to dry...
taping a banana to a wall and then somebody else eating it.
Yeah.
Is that, in fact, art?
Well, someone paid $120,000 for it. So there is a demand for it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone thinking that's cool.
Oh, gosh.
So.
Dawn?
What?
Is it?
I'm not here to judge anyone's art. I wouldn't buy it. But that's just my taste, you know.
I'm worried about things getting... Well, especially like consumable, supplies. Like what there's the banana.
What if you're like, I don't know. What if it's hanging above your couch? Let's say you're gone and your dog gets up and just licks all the Cheeto dust
right.
off of it.
I was thinking that or like raccoons, bears. Yeah. They like Cheetos. If you have that in your cabin, they're probably like, ooh.
Oh, don't have it in the woods.
I mean, you have a raccoon in your cabin. You've got other problems.
Yeah, that's true. It's probably interested in everything else but that.
Oh my gosh.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's that just, unless you resin it or like laminate it somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how much they go for. The event is this Saturday. 1 to 6 if you want to head out to this mega yacht.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
In downtown
but we
Miami.
Need an invitation first.
Yeah, you need to be invited, and then I'm sure you have to, you know, pay some money, and then what do you wear to something like that, right? Something orange? like a potato sack? I'm not sure.
What's the proper way to get Cheeto dust off your fingers? Is there a classy way to... we're not using napkins here, are we?
No,
you just lick
part.
Your fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you try to maybe... you just lick them as much as you can, but then there's still that orange residue. And you go, whatever.
It leaves an impression.
I want to throw something out there that might be controversial, but...
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
Cheese puffs our cheesy poofs are way better than Cheetos.
Oh, God. I couldn't disagree with you more.
Oh,
Dawn.
I hate those
big. I like the big puffs. We call them cheese doodles.
Backwoods hillbilly.
Yeah, they remind me of what white trash people eat.
Kenny, that's us. That's I agree with you. I like the puff better, Kenny.
Oh, no. Does he have some at his fingertips?
They're softer on your teeth.
Yeah, oh, God. No, I have to have the crunchy little just... It's the super crunchy small ones.
And they kind of melt in your mouth, and then they fill up in your gums, and
yes!
You have any gas in your teeth that fills all in there. So you have leftovers for about an hour.
Ew! Yeah. God!
And I get a Cheeto in the beard and a little orange for half a day or so.
Oh.
It just reminds me of my nephew who's like, Auntie Lex, I love the taste of my burps.
No way. No.
I was like, it's a gift that keeps on giving all day long.
That's excellent.
And then you get the little bits of Cheetos in there.
Oh, my God.
And I was kind of like, you know what? You're right, buddy. Sometimes.
I like the taste of my burps.
If you had a really good meal. Yeah.
Oh, I love that he knows he can say that to you.
Oh,
like, you're the person that he delivers the message to, because he's like, she's wacky, she'll get it.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I totally understand. I get it, kid. You know what we did over Thanksgiving? I forgot to put this on there. I brought over a Lego kit, and my nephews are 11 and under, and my niece, too. She joined for a little bit, but then she got into her looming. And because I brought my rainbow loom, which I think they're coming back. Those little looms with the little rubber bands.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
All of our friends were making them at school. And I had one. I thought, I don't use it anymore. I did it for a Twin Cities Live segment. You can have it. And she made all the stuff while I was there. Anyway, it was really, I got it at Legos.com. It's a wreath that can also be an Advent wreath, too, with the four candles for each week.
Oh, my gosh.
For Advent.
Yeah.
And we made it's a project you can do in less than an hour. Oh. So we did it right before we ate, and togetherness.
You
had
like
it all signed out.
You're like the art teacher when you come over.
I think
it's like, it was they know they're going to have art class.
It was pretty funny because one of the oldest said, you're bringing projects, right? Like in desperation, like, yeah, I've got a project. And that was a big hit. So some of those Lego projects can be really overwhelming, right?
Oh, right.
Because it takes days and there's like thousands of pieces. This had like 400 pieces.
Okay.
All of us were able to sit down. We took a little section and put it together.
Oh, my gosh.
And we had a cute little wreath to put up.
Well, cute.
There you go. There's a little something that worked out great. So.
Oh, gosh. I don't have the patience for that, I don't think.
Well, luckily, one is really into it, so he kind of sustained our energy. Like,
okay,
we can do this now. I'm like, okay, yeah, all right. And you can kind of freeball. One of the leaves kind of looked like a different illegal
a
leaf.
Lady flower?
Is that what you call?
No, weed.
The ganja?
Oh, I thought you meant a vagina.
Oh!
Like Georgia O'Keefe, yeah.
No.
Yes!
Well, that's so cool.
Oh, anyway, that was super fun.
Yeah.
Just another little something there, especially if you're looking for something maybe for the kids to do.
And you just went to Lego.com and
got
that.
Right. Yep. I haven't seen them in the stores, but I just ordered it from there. It was like $30, something like that.
Oh, sweet.
Yep. Pretty fun. Okay, when we come back, I got to tell you about Bobby Flay because he's back in the news. Remember weeks ago, he was like, we're done. Financials, we couldn't get that going.
He wanted like $11 million, right?
Something like that, yes.
Sure.
And just all these extra side things as well. Well, they came to a deal. And I'll tell you about it when we come back. It's Jason Alexis on My Talk 107.1. What are you doing on Wednesday? It's already December 1st. Can you believe that? Wow.
Yes. We're doing a podcast, Kenny.
Yeah. You guys.
Doing a podcast.
Oh, yes. That's right. See what you guys are talking about. But hey, from noon to 3, we have our Santa project to benefit Ronald McDonald House Charities. Bring a toy or gift to Hero Home Services in Bloomington. That's where Colleen and Bradley will be broadcasting live on Wednesday. So get the kids out, and it's just in time for the holidays. We have lots of details about all of the broadcasts and what they need and everything at mytalk1071.com. Just type in keyword Santa. Okay, we got to talk about Bobby Flay right now. But welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Jason is off because he's not feeling well. I'm Alexis, Dawn, Kenny, all hanging out with you this morning. Bobby Flay, do you guys remember this? This was a big, big deal.
It was a big deal.
At Food Network for like 100 years, right?
Sure.
Okay, maybe like 25 or whatever. But still, long time. And initially, he wanted not $11 million, Dawn.
What?
$100 million.
Oh,
for a three-year deal.
When I said 11, I thought that can't be true, but I said it anyway.
Yeah, no, I was like,
it's in my head.
11?
No, 100 million.
100 million for a three-year deal. Of course, this is off the cusp of Guy Fieri getting a high eight-figure deal.
Yeah.
So he's probably like, I'm better than Guy. You better give me more money. I'm
sure
that
true.
That was part of, you know, his feelings. Well, we just got word. Now, this is a few days old, but Bobby Flay and Food Network, they have reached a new three-year deal.
What?
Yes. Remember, they stalled because they were like, oh, we're too far apart on the financials. This is not going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder what actually went down, if he got what he wanted, or if the network was just like, okay, we're good too.
Oh my God. We're moving on
with Guy and other people because there's plenty of.
And we just saved $100 million.
For 3 years.
Which is what I hope they would do. But.
Yeah. No. But no. They came up with they have an exclusive pact now. He's going to be there for his 30th on-year anniversary. There's lots of different opportunities, content opportunities for him, because he has his own production company, of course. So they'll produce his shows. But then also there's a whole bunch of other deals through Discovery, because also here's the other thing that happened in the meantime: Discovery and Warner Media, they're merging.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, so they're going to have grow significantly. Of course, they're going to have a bigger reach. So maybe that's part of it. But how do you guys think that went down? Do you think he wanted them more, or they wanted him more?
I think he wanted them more.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh no! Maybe. They need him.
Because he's got books.
Yeah, he doesn't need any of that.
Yeah. Oh.
He's got a nice little tidy bankroll, and he's in demand. He could have found
restaurants.
Yeah, he could have found a home elsewhere. I think they desperately needed him.
I think you might be onto something, Kenny, because he did an interview with Variety, and he told them, yeah, there were some long pauses and moments. It was a tough negotiation. But he also mentioned that he had a few meetings with other networks to talk about food content TV. And he says, without being cheesy here, they have a very big appetite for this type of programming.
Oh, give me a break.
So he's basically bragging that he had opportunities with other networks.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
Tell me again the guy. Two figures, what he asked for and what he received.
We don't know what he received. They did not bring out the financials.
It has to be something to do with profiting off of streaming in some way, being, you know, more money off the back end of things.
Yes.
I would say, like, well, you're going to get a percentage of this or that. You will own this when it comes to. Maybe he wasn't included in that initially. I don't know.
Yeah, it's the other things, you're right, that can bring even more money is for that big payday. Mm-hmm. But we do know that Guy got high eight figures.
Okay.
So it's probably around that range. Maybe he budged on the 100 million, but still pretty close in the 80s, 90s.
Yeah, maybe
something like that.
With that hair?
Oh, yeah. People love Guy Fieri.
Oh, he's a good guy.
Oh,
they don't like his hair. No,
but the hair.
Yeah, the hair is not. But he's such a good person.
Well, that's fine. But the hair.
It is the 1990s. Definitely, yeah. It's like 1997. Yeah. I used to do that to my boyfriend's hair. You know, we'd
bleach it.
Yeah, we'd pre-bleach it and then bleach it. Like, it is a whole thing.
Yeah, but that's his kind of his look, right? If he changes that, would that be weird?
Yeah, what does he look like? You wouldn't even recognize him on the street. You'd just be like, look at that guy.
He went with like, I guess he naturally has like brown hair. Because he keeps it in his beard. So
it's got to be a burden. It's like when Jimi Hendrix lit his guitar on fire. He could never play another gig without doing something outrageous.
Oh, God.
That's a fun comparison. But yeah, you're right.
So yeah. But back to Flay for a second. Sure. He did what everybody does come contract time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just stall a little bit.
Do you remember the guy that used to occupy the office that you guys now call the prep room? We called him Heyman. Were you there when Heyman was running the show?
Yep, I knew Heyman.
Heyman was notoriously fun to negotiate with. Everybody said, ask for the moon, ask for the moon. So I literally, when it came time, asked for twice what I wanted. And he didn't bat an eye, but he turned me down. But it took him a couple of days. But I got what I wanted. And it's the oldest contract negotiation ploy in the world. I mean, both sides know what's going on here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And I'm sure that he has people who are probably like, Bobby, you need to make this deal.
Right, because we make money off you, a.k.a. the lawyers that run his life.
Exactly. Right, and the network couldn't just cave right away, because then come next contract negotiation time, he's going to...
In 3 years.
Know, yeah, so they had to draw this out to make it look like they didn't, you know. But this was all just show business. Show business is what it was.
That's true. It took, what, 6 weeks? But that time is so stressful.
Not for him, though. He's not like us, looking at his bank account going,
can I make it to Friday? Yeah, because we get paid on the 4th.
Right.
And like, I've got a car payment.
Yeah. I've got to pay the electricity, the gas. And then I got this Visa bill, Lumino, you know, right. and the mortgage.
No, he's not worried about
us. He's not like us. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Am I going to be living on Campbell's soup for the next 2 weeks?
Right. I got to plant more squash next summer. I got to cut it and freeze it.
Oh, no. I got to eat ketchup soup for 3 days. Oh, no.
I got to wait to buy those Christmas presents on Friday.
Yes, you're right. He doesn't have to worry about that. But maybe from the executive side, it felt more stressful than it did for him. You're right. He's probably like, you know, whatever. Oh. I'll be fine no matter what. But I just can't even imagine what that's like and just the pressure of all of that. Because even for, our piddly little talks,
I feel like it's... Okay, so even if he did talk to other networks, that needs to be between him and Food Network. Yeah. You know, whatever. Yeah. Is it Food Network that
he's
on? Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Don't say that publicly. Right. It's just kind of tacky, in my opinion. Yeah. Because not only does it make you look like a douche, you actually have called out other networks, because there would only be a couple that would bring him on board. So now you're calling out people who are in the public, you know, like, now you're calling out people.
Yeah, that
there's a limited
too.
Amount of people that would sign on with him. And so then now they're pointing the finger going, did you talk to our Bobby Flay? You know, I used to be cool with you. We used to go on your yacht and look at Cheeto art. And now I'm not going to do it anymore because you tried to talk Bobby Flay into working for your network.
Right. That was tacky. You're absolutely right.
It's just kind of like, all right.
Yeah.
We get it. You're so popular.
That's why Guy is so popular.
I did it wrong once. I had two different stations contacting me, and it was when the Emperor was in charge. And I walked into his office later. This shows how dumb I am. I said, so-and-so contacted me. I told him to go to hell. I didn't even use it as a negotiation.
Oh, my gosh, Penny.
Well, that's how dumb I am.
Oh, no, so I wouldn't loud. Either. I wouldn't
I
say anything. Dogs.
Yeah, it's tough. It really is. Oh.
Because the fear is that they're going to go, okay, go over there. Bye.
See ya.
Yeah,
exactly.
Bye-bye.
Exactly.
And you're going to have to wait 6 months to do it.
So. Working for a sports station. Hell no.
Hey, when we come back.
I ended up working for a sports station anyway.